Now those of you who have been here in the last 2 months,
我哋当中啊，如果有人系一路嘅上嗰两个月咧，都同我哋喺埋一齐嘅。
Well, know that I've been preaching a sort of mini series of messages.
都知道咧，我系咧讲解咗几次嘅一连串嘅讲题。
From Matthew 23 to Matthew 25.
系马太福音嘅廿三章至到廿五章嘅讲题。
There's still one seat here in front. It's needed.
前面仲有一个位嘅。
Last time we were talking about the coming again of the Lord.
我哋一路咧系讲及到主再翻嚟嘅呢件事。
And we want to see how practical this matter of the Lord's return is.
我哋要睇到主再翻嚟呢件事可以几咁实际嘅喺我哋生命里边。
It is not a matter of academic interest.
唔系一啲学术性嘅知识。
But it has a profound effect on our lives.
系对我哋嘅生命咧有一个好深嘅影响嘅。
If it does not have this effect on our lives, then we don't understand. We have not rightly understood the return of the Lord and what it means.
如果系冇对我哋嘅生命有好深切嘅影响嘅话，即系话我哋冇正确地明白到主再翻嚟呢件事。
So Matthew 24 talks about the Lord's return.
马太福音第廿四章咧系讲及到主再翻嚟。
And Matthew 25 immediately goes to speak about the practical effects of His return upon us.
而马太第廿五章立即就讲到咧，主再翻嚟，实际上啊，要点样影响我哋咧
？And there the Lord speaks of three parables. The last of it actually is not a parable, but a parabolic illustration of the final judgment.
而第廿五章里边咧，主系讲到三个嘅比喻，而最尾嗰个比喻咧，其实都唔可以称之为一个比喻，而系一个咧系嚟到去讲到关于审判嘅时候嘅一个嘅例子。
The first parable is about the 10 virgins.
第一个嘅比喻咧，系讲到有十个嘅童女。
And all of them had lights waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, that is for the Lord Jesus to return.
每一个都有光嚟到等紧嗰个新郎，即系主耶稣翻嚟。
But then, as they were waiting for the bridegroom to return,
当佢哋等紧嗰个嘅新郎翻嚟嘅时候咧
，5 of these virgins discovered that the oil in their light was not enough.
而其中嘅五个咧，发现佢哋灯嗰度嘅油咧系唔足够啦。
The lights are going out.
嗰啲嘅灯咧将要熄灭啦。
They had to go and get some more oil.
佢哋要去揾多啲油翻嚟。
And while they were away, the bridegroom came back.
但系当佢哋去咗嘅时候咧，个新郎就嚟到啦。
And when they came back with their oil to enter into the wedding feast, it was too late. The gates were closed.
当佢哋揾完啲油翻嚟嘅时候咧，想要进入去咧去参加个婚宴嘅时候咧，太迟啦，门已经闩咗。
The point is that nobody can enter into the wedding feast without except with their lights burning.
咁情况就系啊，冇人啊系可以咧。佢嘅灯熄咗嘅时候，能够进入嗰个嘅一婚宴里边嘅。
What does that mean？
咩意思咧
？Very simply，
好简单。
The lights represent the quality of life that shines forth for the glory of God。
光就系代表咗你生命里边能够可以显发出神嘅荣耀出嚟。
And we glorify God as the Lord Jesus said through the good deeds that we do。
正如主耶稣所讲，我哋咧系用我哋嘅好行为嚟到去荣耀神。
The quality of life is expressed in concrete ways。
我哋生命嘅质素咧，系喺一啲好实在嘅嘢上面嚟到表现出嚟。
And if you do not live in that quality of life, the Lord Jesus is saying, I tell you something very clearly, you will in no way enter into the wedding feast on that day.
而主耶稣系话，如果你冇咁样嘅生命嘅质素，当嗰一日嘅时候，你唔可以进入去婚宴里边。
The second parable.
第二个嘅比喻
is the parable of the talents.
系讲到关于呢个嘅才干嘅呢个嘅比喻。
That says something very similar in a different way.
系讲到用另外一个嘅方法讲一啲同样嘅教训。
And again, the person who did not was not able to multiply his talent, that person was severely punished.
而嗰个人领受咗银子，而唔能够用嗰啲银子继续嘅嚟到去系发展落去嘅时候咧，到最后佢系受到好严厉嘅惩罚。
That you can see in verse 30 of chapter 25.
可以喺第廿五章嘅第三十节嗰度睇到。
And this worthless servant is cast into the outer darkness.The place where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
嗰度话要将呢个冇用嘅仆人丢喺外边黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
That is a picture, of course, elsewhere. This picture describes the conditions of hell.
当然呢度嘅图画咧就系咧讲到咧喺地狱里边嗰个境况。
The third picture is the picture of the judgment.
而第三幅嘅图画讲及到嘅咧就系咧审判时候嘅情况啦。
And there you see that people are divided into sheep and goats.
而喺嗰度咧，你见到咧，人咧系分为咧山羊同埋绵羊嘅两类。
And the distinction between them is what they did or did not do.
而佢哋之间嘅分别就系咩咧？就系佢哋究竟做咗啲乜啦，或者冇做一啲乜嘢事。
And that we see in verse 41, for example.
我们看第41节那里讲到。
Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.
王又要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里。
For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat.
因为我饿了，你们不给我吃。
I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink.
渴了，你们不给我喝。
I was a stranger, and you did not visit me.
我作客旅，你们不留住我。
I was naked, and you didn't clothe me.
我赤身露体，你们不给我穿。
Sick and in prison, you didn't visit me.
我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
Do you think these things are important?
你认为呢啲嘢系咪重要嘅事情呢？
We live in a day and age when we are told that good works are of no importance whatsoever.
我哋今日呢个世代，好多人话咧，好行为系唔重要噶啦。
But why did the king say to them, Depart from me into the eternal fire?
但是为什么王啊，是要对这班人说，要叫他们呢，来到去那个永火里面？
Precisely because they did not do these things.
就因为啊，他们是没有做这些事情。
Does that shock you?
会不会对你来说很惊奇呢？
Maybe you've been taught differently.
可能你呢，听的是不同的教训。
What you do or don't do doesn't really matter.
你会说呢，做什么不做什么没什么紧要。
All you have to do is believe in Jesus.
最紧要呢，是信耶稣。
You believe in Jesus and everything is fine.
信耶稣呢，什么都可以。
Even though you go gambling and do everything else, it's fine, it doesn't really matter.
你去赌钱啊，做任何什么事都没问题。
If you've been taught like that, you better look at what the Lord Jesus says.
但如果你是听这样的教训的话，你不如看清楚主耶稣在这里怎么说。
These three, should we say, parables.
这三个我们称之为一个比喻先。
I wonder if you have noticed something remarkable about them.
你看不看到这三个之中有一些很奇特的东西？
They have one thing in common.
他们有一样是一样的相同的地方。
In all three cases, nobody is punished for sins which they committed.
这三样的相同的地方就是没有一个人是因为他们犯了什么罪来被惩罚的。
They are all punished for things which they did not do.
他们只是为到有一些事他们应该做而没有做的而被惩罚。
I repeat this clearly again.
我再讲一次。
They are not punished for evil deeds that they have done.
他们不是犯了一些很邪恶的罪而被惩罚。
They are punished for good deeds which they ought to have done and did not do.
而是因为有一些好的事他们应该做的但是没有做到而被惩罚的。
That gives us something to think about.
我们要想清楚这件事了。
Because we have always had the impression that we will go to hell if we do evil deeds.
我们很多时候有这样的观念，就是我们如果做一些邪恶的事情，就会入地狱了。
We never thought that we shall go to hell for good deeds which we ought to have done and didn't do.
但我们没想到啊，同样啊，如果我们是有一些好的事应该做而不做，都会是进入地狱的。
What's the explanation of this?
我解释是什么呢？
Explanation is very simple.
解释很简单。
Because all these three parables are speaking to believers, not to unbelievers.
因为这三个的比喻啊，全部是对着信徒来说的。
The virgins who wait for the coming of the Lord. I mean, the non-Christians don't wait for the coming of the Lord and their lights are not burning anyway.
十个的童女等紧主耶稣回来，当然未信的人不会等主耶稣回来，也都不会有光。
The second parable says specifically, a master had three servants. They are the servants of the master.
第二个比喻也是讲到那个的王是有这么多的仆人，这些是那个王的仆人来的。
The master, of course, represents the Lord himself.
当然这个王是讲到主耶稣自己的。
Therefore, the servants, of course, are the servants of the Lord.
当然这些仆人当然是主的仆人。
The other one, of course, the judgment scene describes two kinds of creatures which are related to each other, goats and sheep.
而第三个比喻就讲到一些山羊和绵羊，大家是有关联的生物。
And the judgment is based on how each one reacted or responded to the Lord Jesus.
而他们的审判是建基于他们对主耶稣的反应是怎样。
You can hardly punish a non-Christian for not visiting the Lord Jesus in prison.
你当然不可以惩罚一个未信的人，说他不探主耶稣，这样罚他。
Or that, that the non-Christian did not give the Christian something to eat when he was in prison.
也不可以说因为基督徒坐监的时候，或者是有需要的时候，非基督徒不去喂他，不去给他吃，那就要受罚。
Goats and sheep of the same kind of family, they even look like each other.
山羊和绵羊是同一个家族的，他们甚至是很相似的。
And the Lord uses this to distinguish between true and false Christians.
主耶稣就用这个来反映出真和假的基督徒。
Now, what is the point we are driving at?
我究竟想讲咩呢一点呢？
I stress again, the scriptural teaching, and I should speak both to Christians and non-Christians, but first I'm speaking to the Christians.
我哋首先，我哋会同基督徒同非基督徒都会讲说话，但我哋首先系对基督徒嚟到讲先。
And the point that the Lord stresses here is that if you claim to be a Christian, but you don't live like a Christian, you don't produce the fruit of a Christian, you will no way enter into eternal life.
主喺度所讲嘅就系话，如果你话自己系一个基督徒。 而你咧冇做啊基督徒應該做嘅嘢，冇結基督徒應該結嘅果子，你咧係唔可以進入去永生裏邊。
If you are a Christian, don't comfort yourself by saying, "Well, I was baptized, I belong to this good church, and so forth."
如果你係基督徒嘅話，你唔好話咧，我已經受咗浸，我咧係屬於邊間邊間教會。
At the judgment scene here, the Lord Jesus doesn't ask one question as to which church you belong to.
喺最後審判嘅時候，主耶穌係冇問啊，你屬於邊間教會嘅？
He doesn't ask when you were baptized.
佢係冇問你幾時受洗啊？
He wants to ask only one question.
佢淨係問一個問題。
Did you do what you ought to have done?
你有冇做你應該做嘅嘢？
You see, the Christian's sins are forgiven.
你知道啦，基督徒佢哋以前所犯嘅罪已經係被寬恕啦。
All the past sins have been cleansed away and forgiven.
以前所有嘅罪咧都係已經被潔淨寬恕。
Through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
藉住主耶穌嘅寶血。
Himself, the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb.
主耶穌自己就係嗰個嘅羔羊被獻祭嘅。
That's why true Christians are here portrayed also as sheep.
故此咧喺呢度咧，嗰啲真正嘅基督徒咧，亦都咧係咧用綿羊呢個圖畫嚟形容。
Precisely because the Christians have their sins forgiven through the blood of Jesus.
就因為啦，基督徒咧，佢哋嘅罪啊係被主耶穌嘅血嚟到洗淨啦。
There is no condemnation for past sins. That is why they are not punished for evil deeds done in the past.
故此咧，佢哋咧唔係咧係為到以往所犯嘅罪咧係被懲罰喎。
But most people preach the gospel to that point and stop.
但很多人傳福音就去到嗰一點就停咗啦。
Because my sins have been forgiven now, it doesn't matter how I live.
因為咧以往嘅罪已經寬恕咗啦，而家乜事都冇啦，我點樣活都得啦。
Do not be deceived.
但唔好俾人呃你啊。
The judgment of every Christian will be depending on the fruit that you bear, on the way you live.
審判啊，係決定於啊你嘅生活係點樣，你所結嘅果子係點樣。
If you do not let your light continue to shine until the coming of the Lord, you will not enter the kingdom.
如果你嘅光啊唔系一路嘅嚟到去发光出嚟，直至到主再翻嚟嘅时候，你咧唔可以进入呢个天国。
If you do not use that new life that God has given to you in the picture of this talent to multiply it to bring forth fruit, you will end up in the same judgment as that servant here.
好似个比喻所讲嘅银子，你唔系用你嗰个嘅生命啊，好似呢度所讲嘅银子一样嚟到一路嘅使用佢，一路嘅嚟到去增加，你系唔可以进入去天国。
And if you do not attend to the Lord and to His people, to the body of Christ, as the Lord Jesus says, "What you did for the least of my brothers, you have done for me." If you do not do that, you will also end up in the eternal judgment.
如果你唔系啊，关顾到基督嘅身体教会。正如主所讲话，你喺呢个最小嘅人身上所做嘅，就等于喺我身上一样做一样。咁嘅时候咧，你咧就唔可以进入天国。
Now, there are lots of Christians today who don't want to listen to this.
今日好多基督徒都唔想听呢啲咁嘅教训。
But I assure you that I am not saying this. It is the Lord Jesus who is saying this. And if you are a Christian and you don't want to listen to what the Lord Jesus says, then you shall end up in the same way as those mentioned here.
但我要话俾你听嘅就系，唔系我讲呢啲说话，系主耶稣喺呢度讲呢啲说话。如果你称为自己系基督徒，你又唔想听主耶稣所讲嘅说话嘅话，可能你就会好似呢班人嘅结果一样。
So the problem in all these three examples, these three parables that the Lord Jesus gives, is that there were Christians who were non-productive. They don't produce anything.
所以喺主耶稣喺度所讲嘅就系话，基督徒之中有啲咧系咧唔结果子嘅。
Now this is the problem that concerns me today.
今日我要去关心嘅就系呢一个问题。
I see a lot of Christians in the church who are non-productive, and my heart is fearful for them. What's going to happen to them?
我见到教会有好多好多嘅基督徒，佢哋嘅生命就系唔结果子嘅，而我心咧系为佢哋嚟好念经。
In John 15, the Lord Jesus says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you produce much fruit."
喺约翰福音第十五章啊，主耶稣系话：你哋咧多结果子，我嘅父咧就会得荣耀啦。
And the only way you can produce fruit is to abide in me, live in me.
而唯一咧你能够结果子嘅就系你住喺主里边。
But if you don't live in me, the Lord Jesus says, you will be cut off and thrown into the fire.
而主话：如果你唔住喺我里边，你就会被斩咗落嚟，你就抌喺火里边。
Because you'll be fruitless.
因为你系唔会结到果子。
摆占地土 ，you're producing nothing. Like another parable, the Lord Jesus spoke about a tree that sat there and produced nothing, so he says, cut it down.
就正如主喺第二个图画里边讲到嗰棵树喺度白占地土，同样都要斩咗落嚟。
But I see so many Christians, and I wonder if you are one of them that is producing nothing.
但我见到咁多基督徒啊，你系咪其中嘅一个系一路唔结果子嘅人呢
？I am talking about producing spiritual fruit.
我系讲紧结一啲属灵嘅果子
，conveying the new life that God has given you to other people.
将神所俾你嘅呢个新嘅生命嚟到传递俾其他嘅人。
I'm not just talking about external activity. You're very busy doing this and that. I'm talking about internal fruit.
我唔系讲咧出边嗰啲嘅行为、嗰啲嘅活动，但系好忙做呢样做嗰样。我系讲你里边嗰个生命。
I'm talking about as the Lord Jesus talking about fruit, that spiritual quality of life that comes from God。
讲到主耶稣所讲嗰个嘅果子啊，系讲到从神嗰度嚟嘅嗰个属灵嘅生命。
But I say again, I'm very worried because I see many Christians who simply are non-productive and they are going to be cut down.
而我好担心嘅就系好多基督徒就系佢哋唔结果子，个结局就系会被斩落嚟。
Now the question I want to ask is why are they non-productive?
我要问嘅问题就系点解佢哋唔结果子咧
？If you are non-productive and passive, so many Christians are passive. They do nothing. They sit there. They wait for you to say, "Do this." Ah, so finally they move a little bit, and then when they have done that thing.Nothing happens. They sit down again and wait for the next instruction.
佢哋唔结果子，因为佢哋被动。你叫佢做呢样，佢做呢样，做完之后就坐喺度等你做有咩嘅话俾佢听做。
How can you be productive if you are completely passive?
如果你系完全嘅被动嘅话，你点可以结到果子出嚟
？What is the problem behind all this?
嗱，喺呢啲嘅事情嘅背后系乜嘢问题咧
？I see a church full of people.
我见到个教会坐满晒人
，listening to the dynamic, powerful word of God that can motivate your life.
又聽到神佢嗰個好有能力、好有活力嘅嗰個生命嘅説話。
And then I see only a relatively small proportion who catch that spiritual fire, as it were.
而我淨係見到只係少撮嘅人係真係得到呢個屬靈嗰嘅火嘅啫。
They're beginning to move. They're beginning to become productive.
佢哋開始前進啦，開始係結果子啦。
And I'm saying what's happening to all the others?
但係對於其他嘅人又點樣咧
？I even see people in full-time training.
我就算見到啲喺全時間嘅訓練裏邊嘅人都一樣。
And they go on for years in training.
佢哋咧喺呢个训练里边咧，好多年好多年
，but they don't seem to move。
但系佢哋唔前进。
I'm wondering what I have to do. Do I have to attach a rocket behind them and light it and blow them away？
我谂我应该点做咧？系咪应该将个火箭啊黐喺佢后边啊？点做个火箭嚟到前进咧
？I'm sometimes frankly quite frustrated. Why don't they move？
坦白讲，就好多时我都觉得好猛啊，点解佢哋唔喐咧
？Sit there and say I don't know what I should do。
咁佢哋话我唔知我应该做乜。
So you give them some advice and say, I still don't understand.
你又同佢讲一啲话俾佢听点点点啊，咁嘅时候，我都唔系好明。
So it goes from one counseling session to the other, and you wonder when will this ever finish?
咁你同佢咧倾完一次又一次又一次，都唔知几时要倾一完。
You see the picture, the problem that I'm mentioning?
你睇唔睇到我而家讲紧呢个问题
？And so I've come to the question: Is this a problem of character?
咁呢个系咪一个性格嘅问题咧
？Is it that some people are simply by nature more dynamic?
系咪有啲人咧，系性格咧，系咧，好中意咧，系好好活跃嘅
？While most people are half asleep most of the time，
而大部分嘅人咧，大部分嘅时间咧都系咧瞓咗一半噶啦。
What do you get to do to get these people motivated？
咁你做啲乜嘢先至可以令到呢啲人咧系觉得有推动力咧
？Is it then a problem of character？
系咪一个性格嘅问题咧
？And here I'd like to share something with you。
喺度咧，我想同大家分享一啲嘢。
Perhaps we can turn to Titus。The Book of Titus.
或者我哋可以咧切去咧提多书。
And we read in chapter 1, verse 12.
第十二节。
I think you need to know that Titus was the overseer of the church in Crete, on the island of Crete in Greece.
即系大家可以知道咧，提多咧就系咧喺格里底一个岛咧呢个地方嗰度嗰个监督嚟嘅。
And when I was in Crete a few months ago.
幾個月之前咧，我曾經去過格里底呢個地方。
I remember the book of Titus。
咁我記得咧提多書啦。
And I remembered this what Paul said concerning the Cretans。
咁咧就記起咧保羅咧講到格里底人嗰啲嘅特性。
And I spent a long time thinking about the relationship, the question of character to salvation。
咁咧我就用好長嘅時間嚟到諗個性嘅問題同救恩嘅之間嘅關係。
And I remember that Paul said something that seemed to be quite hard on the Cretans。
咁我又記起咧，保羅咧講到一啲咧對格里底人咧好嚴厲嘅説話啦。
This is what we read in verse 12。
喺第十二節咧，我哋就咁樣睇到啦。
And Paul is speaking concerning the people of Crete, and he says, one of themselves, one of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons。
嗱喺呢度咧，保羅係話有格里底人中嘅一個本地嘅先知係咁樣話：格里底人常説謊話，乃是惡獸，又財又懶。
He says, this is the character of the Cretans as mentioned by one of their own people.
嗱呢度咧系咧，佢哋自己本地嘅先知咁样批评佢哋嘅。
Now I wonder how any people like this could ever be productive.
我谂下一类咁样嘅人咧，点样可以生产到啲嘢
？Lazy gluttons. They just want to lounge around and eat food. I mean, work is not in their vocabulary.
好食懒飞嗰类嘅人，点样可以做到啲嘢
？How exactly are you going to get this bunch of people motivated?
点样可以令到啲人有推动力咧？
Seemed that Paul was rather harsh on these Cretans.
似乎咧，保罗对呢班人咧系非常之严厉。
Although he says this is not what I said, that's one of what their own prophet said.
虽然保罗话呢样唔系我讲嘅，系佢哋自己嘅先知咁讲啫嘛。
But of course, in the next verse, Paul puts his own agreement to this.
咁但系第二节咧，保罗咧即刻跟住就讲话咧，佢都赞成咁讲嘅。
Paul says, This testimony is true concerning the Cretans.
他說呢, 關於加利底人的見證呢,
For this cause, Paul says to Titus, reprove them severely that they may be sound in the faith.
保羅呢就指示提多話, 所以為這個緣故, 你要嚴嚴地責備他們, 使他們在真道上純全無疵。
I wonder if you can see what we are getting at.
你看不看到我們現在講什麼?
Paul is saying that although these people are believers now,
保罗是说这些人虽然已经是信徒了
Verse 13, it says here that they may be sound, that they may be strong and pure in the faith.
因为第十三节都是说到使他们在真道上是纯全无疵
But he's afraid that the character of the Cretans will be smuggled into the church, and indeed is already being smuggled into the church.
而保罗所担心的就是那些甲利底人这样的性格是将会带入去教会里面实际来说已经带入了去教会里面
So that this church will become like a piece of wood, completely non-productive.
故此这间的教会就好像一块地方木那样完全不生产的
Now, it's interesting that nations, as like, just like individuals, have their own special character.
很有趣的,一些国家民族就好像一个人那样,有他自己个人的特性的
For those of us who have lived in different foreign countries, you'll very quickly see that each nation has its own characteristics.
我们当中如果有在住过不同的国家的话,你就会发现每一个民族都有他们自己的特性
If you live in Switzerland, you'll discover that the Swiss people are very reserved.
你住过在瑞士,你就知道瑞士人非常保守
But very hardworking.
但是非常勤力的
If you go to England, you discover the English people are also quite reserved.
而在英国,英国人,你又会发现是非常保守
But generally quite polite.
通常都很有礼貌
If you go to Italy, you find a completely different characteristic.
你到意大利,发现完全不同的人
I found, for example, just watch the way they drive their cars.
你看他们怎么驾他们的车
Very fascinating.
哇,非常令你目定口呆
It seems they understand only one way to drive a car.
他们似乎只懂得一种方法怎么驾车的
And that is to press your foot on the accelerator right down to the floorboard.
就是将你的脚放在那个加速器里面,一路踩到铁地
Impossible right through the floorboard.
甚至踩到穿了
It's quite remarkable.
非常令人诧异
And so I remember driving through Italy, And all these Italian cars would go past me. Even the tiniest little car is going full speed with its engine roaring away. And then when it comes uphill, it goes slower and slower because not enough power. So although the car I was driving was quite old, it was quite powerful.
雖然我駕駛的車是一輛老爺車,但也挺有力的
So going uphill, I passed the whole row of cars
我一路上山的時候,就過了他們頭了
But that's only for a moment, because down the other side, they all passed me again
只是一陣間,過了山,去到另一邊的時候,又是超前
Very fascinating, what is this temperament? What is this idea?
這個性格是怎樣的性格呢?
Of course, you know, Italians are very impatient
你知道,意大利人是非常的沒有耐性的
Very expressive too
或者非常的可以很豐富的表達的
Each nation has its own temperament, very interesting.
每一个民族都有他们自己的性格。
And as you travel around, you see that there is truly this national characteristic which is displayed.
当你一路在那里旅游的时候,你就看到这个国家的民族是给你看得到。
I found that French people are somewhere between the British and the Italians.
法国人又好像在英国和意大利人的中间。
I hope Michelle will forgive me for saying so.
希望我们法国的弟兄Michelle就宽恕我说这些话。
I very much like their style of driving.
我都很喜欢他们驾车的款式。
In Paris, it's very exciting.
在巴黎很刺激的。
Because every red light is a potential Monte Carlo start.
因为每一个红灯的地方就是好像赛车的起点。<laughs>
Everybody got the car in gear ready.
每一个人将他的车的油门放正。
Every eye is fixed on the light.
每一个人看着灯了。
Foot is ready on the accelerator. And the slightest hint of the change of the light, and everybody is go, full speed.
那灯一转的时候,每一个人,车就去了。
Very exciting driving, this is.
很刺激的驾车。
It's too bad if you don't get out of the way quick enough when the light changes.
如果在灯转的时候,你在路上,不快点走,你就不行了。
That's how my mother-in-law ended up in hospital.
那你知道我外母就要在住院了。In
Paris, she couldn't get out of the way fast enough, and she got hit.
因为在巴黎那里,在过马路的时候,他不可以走得快过马路,就被车亲。
Because nobody wants to lose the race when the light changes.
当灯转灯的时候,没有人想输蚀的。
That makes life very interesting.
这看到生活是很刺激的。
And what is even marvelous is when they are driving at full speed, they can talk to you, looking at you.
更加奇妙的就是当我们全速前进的时候,跟你可以聊天。
Just like our French friend was showing us around Paris and talking, and I was saying, "Have a look at the road."
好似我朋友咁啦，带我游览嘅地方，一路咁同我介绍，不如你睇下前面条路啊。
And sure enough, a few blocks later, he and a lady driver collided.
当然啦，冇几条街咧，佢又同另外一个咧揸车嘅女士咧撞咗车。
So his fender got knocked in a little bit.
咁佢前边嗰个车头嗰度咧就咧系撞崩咗啲啦。
And the lady had some dent there too.
嗰个嘅揸车嗰位女士咧，佢架车都有问题啦。
And so they both got out and they smiled at each other, had a nice little talk, got back in their cars and drove away.
咁佢哋出嚟啦，大家咧系啦，大家互相嘅微笑一下，大家倾一阵偈啊，咁然后各自揸车又去咗啦。
This was just, you know, nothing to be worried about. Who cares about this? Very nice, relaxed attitude.
非常之嘅輕鬆嘅態度啊！好好好。
Well, I remember that Paul said that the Cretans, they were always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. And I decided that when I came to Crete, I would investigate this matter somewhat.
咁咧，我記得咧，保羅曾經講過咁嘅説話，話加比底人咧又講大話，又係惡獸，又貪食又懶。咁我諗咧，我去到加比底咧，要睇睇呢件事先。
And therefore, I made some notes just for the first day of our arrival in Crete.
我第一日去到加比底咧，已经开始咧就写低啲笔记啦。
I said this here, some observations regarding our stay in Crete.
咁呢度咧就系咧写低咗咧，我喺加比底嗰个地方停留咧，观察到啲乜嘢。
I also noticed that we arrived in Heraklion, which is a large city in Crete, at 9:20 p.m. on Tuesday, 11th March 86.
我咧系喺今年咧3月11日咧9:00嘅时候咧，去到咧加利底当中嘅一个城市啊。
And I'll share some of these for you to decide, even 2,000 years later, whether Paul's observations are true or false.
可能你分享呢啲啊，等你可以知道咧，2000年之后我再睇下保罗当日嗰个观察系咪准确。
And the first point I noted down, this is just for the first day. After checking into the hotel, Class C Hotel, Kronos, we went for a stroll. Stroll, a walk.
嗱呢度咧就係咧第一日我去到加比底所發生嘅事，就喺嗰度咧，我哋咧就係咧進入咗一間 C 級嘅酒店啦，安頓咗之後咧出去行下散下步啦。
The nearby square was full of young people sipping drinks。
喺旁邊嘅嗰個廣場咧，有好多嘅年輕人咧喺度咧飲緊汽水。
A lot of coffee tables in the square and was full up with young people sipping soft drinks。
喺嗰個廣場嗰度咧有好多嘅餐台啦嚇，有啲人坐嚟飲咖啡啊咁樣飲汽水。
The people who were sipping drinks were mostly natives because it was not the tourist season. There were hardly any foreigners there。
當時咧就唔係一個旅遊季節，故此咧就好少外國人嚟，多數咧全部都係本地人嚟㗎啦。
My remark here was it appears that they have nothing to do。
我嘅情況睇到咧就係咧佢哋似乎冇嘢可以做啊。
They were sipping drinks all evening and up to 11 something and they were still there sipping drinks and I remarked to Helen, are these people working or are they students? They have nothing to do.
他们整个的黄昏的时候一路是这样在喝啊喝一路到夜晚11点钟还坐在这样喝，我跟太太说他们究竟是不是真的没事做的。
So there's some eating and some drinking but all one thing in common, they were there for hours chatting and socializing.
他们在这里有些吃有些喝，但情况就是很多很多的钟头都在这样聊天。
You remember I said this is Tuesday, this is not a weekend.
記住咧，我依度講11日咧係一個星期二嚟嘅，唔係咧週末。
So what's happening to you? Lazy gluttons. Oh, I thought maybe Paul has some point here.
我睇下佢哋係咯，又好食又唔做嘢啊！睇嚟保羅都觀察得幾正確。
So we went to a little shop in the square.
咁我去一個嘅廣場裏邊一間細嘅商店啦。
To buy a drink.
買杯汽水飲啊。
And the advertisement said freshly squeezed orange juice for 80 drachme, which is about 80 Canadian cents would be about $4 Hong Kong dollars. Quite expensive.
當時咧嗰度有個嘅招牌咧就講話咧鮮榨嘅橙汁，每杯咧大約咧個新算為港幣咧係4-5元到啦。
And so I watched the person. things are not so cheap as in Hong Kong.
啲嘢咧就冇喺香港咁平啦，要4-5元先一杯。咁我一路睇個地方啦。
So when we went into the shop, we ordered a glass of orange juice.
我哋入到去嗰個商店嗰度啦，我哋就叫杯橙汁。
And as is my habit, I watched this person preparing the orange juice.
我都係習慣咧睇住嗰個人咧點樣預備我杯橙汁㗎。
So he took out one orange, average size.
佢咧就可以拎咗一個橙出嚟啦，一個普通廿尺碼嘅橙。
And he sliced the orange.
將個橙切開啦。
Squeezed out the orange,
開始咧就揸嗰啲橙汁出嚟啦。
Which filled only the bottom, little bit of the glass, tall glass like this.
當然咧，只係個大杯嘅底部咧係有少少咁多嘅啫。
And then he disappeared with the glass.
跟住咧，佢咧就連埋個樽個杯咧都唔見咗啦。
And disappeared behind the refrigerator.
就去到嗰個嘅雪櫃嘅後邊。
And the next moment the glass was full.
然後咧出嚟嘅時候成杯都滿咗啦。
It's like magic.
啊，真係魔術啊！
Well, I think we all know what he did.
當然我哋都估到佢喺度做乜啦。
The fresh oranges are out there to be squeezed. He didn't squeeze two oranges, he only one.
當然咧，好多嘅新鮮嘅橙喺度俾佢揸，但係咧佢就冇揸。
And behind the refrigerator, he had a bottle of artificial orange juice.
而喺嗰個雪櫃後邊咧，佢有一啲嘅一啲人工做嘅嗰啲嘅橙汁啦。
Which is worth, of course, next to nothing.
當然咧，個價錢就低好多啦，平好多啦。
So we pay $5 Hong Kong for a glass of one orange plus artificial orange juice.
我哋用香港$5嘅價錢咧，淨係咧買到一個嘅橙啦，同埋咧其他嗰啲嘅人工做嘅橙汁。
But the advertisement said the glass of fresh orange juice.
但係咧嗰個嘅廣告係話明係一杯嘅鮮榨橙汁噶嘛。
What does verse 12 say? Always liars.
啊，呢度講咩啊？強説謊話。
Amazing. 2,000 years and the character of these people haven't changed yet.
好奇怪啊！2000年呢啲人嘅性格都冇改動。
Then the next one, the third observation in the hotel, the bathroom floor of the hotel was one large puddle of water from the sink to the toilet bowl. It was like a small swimming pool.
第三件事咧就係咧喺嗰個酒店嘅沖涼房裏邊啊，話由嗰個嘅瓷盤啦，以至到地下啦，全部咧都係咧有水浸住，好似個小型嘅泳池咁。
So we wanted to pull down the shutters, only to discover that there are no shutters.Shutters, so instead of curtains, you have shutters, you pull it down.
在那個洗手間裡面呢，我們想呢就拉那些窗簾，可以遮住個窗。
But those didn't exist.
但呢，沒有這些東西在這
裡。Obviously, they broke some time ago, and nobody ever was willing to work to replace the shutters or repair them.
可能呢，已經是以前呢，爛了，但沒有人呢，想去修理它。
Obviously, the hole in the floor was blocked, and nobody was willing to clear the hole.
地板裡面呢，當然呢，流去水的地方呢，塞了，又沒有人呢，想去清理它。
Was Paul correct? After all, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.
保罗讲得啱唔啱？又系恶兽，又财又懒。
Next morning, this is the fourth point. Next morning, Helen went to pay the for a bill.
咁第二朝早啦，第四点啦，咁咧太太咧就咧去咧去啊俾钱啦。
So they took the money, but didn't want to give a receipt.
佢哋咧收咗啲钱，但系就唔想咧写翻个收据。
And so we say to them, if you don't give us a receipt, and we go out of here, you report to the police that we didn't pay. What's going to be our situation?
咁我话俾你听，如果我哋出咗去啊，你又唔俾啊收据我，咁你跟住咧去同警方讲话，我哋冇交钱，咁我哋点啊
？Because they had taken our passport numbers and everything, and then we have no receipt to prove that we have paid.
因为佢咧连我哋嘅护照嘅号码全部都写低晒嘅时候，我哋冇收据系唔得嘅。
Of course, maybe the reason was in order to cheat on taxes that they didn't give us a receipt.
可能个原因咧就系咧佢哋想瞒税啦，故此咧就唔想发收据。
But in any case, Helen insisted on having a receipt.
但無論如何啦，太太咧就係咧話一定咧要有收據先得。
That receipt took more than 20 minutes just to write out.
但係咧需要20分鐘啊，先至可以寫到一張收據出嚟。
Evil beasts, lazy gluttons.
啊，惡獸啦，即係好食懶飛嘅人。
But evening of the next day.
第二日咧黃昏嘅時候咧。
We found a little restaurant for supper.
我哋揾到一間細嘅餐廳咧食晚飯。
And then we found both the restaurant and the square.Full of young people eating and drinking, and apparently with nothing to do.
又見到個餐廳啊，個廣場裏邊咧，全部充滿曬年輕人，似乎乜嘢都唔使做嘅。
Well, I won't go on with this.
我就唔會再繼續落去講啦。
It's enough to illustrate the fact that the character of these people remained constant even 2,000 years later. Isn't that remarkable?
但係咧，已經可以足夠嚟到表示出啦，就係咧，雖然經過2000年啊，但係呢啲人嘅性格咧，仍然咧係冇乜改變。
Now I am far from saying that there are no nice people in Crete.
當然咧，我唔會係話喺格列底嘅地方冇嘅好人。
In fact, you might discover that lazy people are among the nicest people to meet.
可能你會發現啊，懶嘅人咧係咧最好好先生嘅。
Oh, they're very relaxed. They're easygoing. They can talk to you all day.
好輕鬆嘅，可以成日同你傾偈，冇咩嘢做都得嘅。
Paul is not saying that they are nasty people.
保罗唔系话佢哋系一啲好麻烦嘅人物
，but that they are dishonest because if you are lazy, you have to find some way to get money without working.
因为如果佢哋懒嘅缘故嘅时候咧，你就需要咧有啲方法可以赚到钱，又唔需要做嘢嘅。
And there is where the lying and the deception comes in.
就喺呢个时候咧，就需要咧讲大话呢啲嘢啦。
Becoming a Christian, Paul was concerned that these people were going to corrupt the church with this kind of character.
成为基督徒之后咧，保罗就好。害怕呢啲人啊，佢哋嗰个性格咧，会咧影响整个教会。
So Paul tells Titus, rebuke them severely.
故此保罗就吩咐提多去严严嘅责备佢哋。
The question I want to ask is, how come their character hasn't changed yet?
但我要问嘅问题就点解佢嘅性格冇改变嘅
？This takes me to the next point, and here I'm speaking to non-Christians.
呢度咧就同我要讲第二点啦。呢度咧我就要对非基督徒讲。
What then fundamentally does it mean to become a Christian?
就系咧，成为基督徒最基本系咩意思？
Does it involve a fundamental change or not? That is the question.
成为一个基督徒系咪要包括一个咧你嘅性格上面好基本嘅转变咧
Now, much of the teaching given today seems to indicate that it doesn't involve any real change of character.
今日好多嘅教會嘅所講嘅信息咧，係講到咧，啊，成為基督徒咧，同你嘅性格咧嘅改變係唔需要冇關係。
It would be good if the character can change to some extent.
當然啦，如果你性格啊，有到某個程度有改變都好。
But that it is nothing to do with salvation.
但係呢個同救恩係冇關係。
Salvation, you remember, is just a matter of believing.
救恩咧，对佢哋嚟讲咧，只系咧要信就得啦。
It's just a matter of believing that Jesus came, that He died, and so forth. It doesn't have to involve any change in you.
就系咧，你要信主耶稣咧嚟到为你而死啊，咁样同你嘅生命嘅改变咧冇关系。
We saw that this teaching runs into problems with Matthew 25.
但我哋睇到呢啲咩教训咧，同马太福音第廿五章我哋所睇嘅系有抵触嘅。
But in fact, it runs into problem with the whole New Testament.
实际上嚟讲啊，佢同成本圣经、成个新约啊所讲嘅都有抵触添。
What does the Apostle Paul say?
保罗系讲啲咩说话？
He makes it clear that to become a Christian involves a fundamental internal change.
保罗系好清楚讲到话，成为一个基督徒啊，系有一个好基本嘅喺里边嘅成性格上嘅改变。
He describes this as becoming a new person.
佢用一个新人，成为一个新人咁样嘅词语嚟到形容。
For example, in 2 Corinthians 5:17,
就正如咧喺啊提啊临后第五章第十七节咧，佢咁样讲过。
Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he has become a new person, a new creation.
保罗是说，若有人在基督里，他就成为一个新人，新造的人。
He says the same thing in Galatians chapter 5, verse 15.
他同样在加拉太书第五章第十五节都是讲这样的事情。
There must be a fundamental character change.
一定要有一个性格上面的基本改变。
It's meaningless to say that you are a new creation, a new person, a new creature.When you are still the same old person with the same old character that you had before.
如果你的性格跟以前都是一样，是没改变，你告诉人你是一个新造的人，没意思。
The Bible has remarkably a lot to say about character.
圣经是有很多地方是讲及到关于性格这回事。
In fact, the English word character comes from the Greek word, which is called charakter, which you can see is exactly where the English word comes from.
英文